Are you jealous for my sake? We can almost hear Moses saying this to his followers in the first reading for this morning. Moses is frustrated because his followers are clearly thinking about themselves and their positions, their status in the community, and not about the Spirit of God, which anyone can receive. The Gospel of Mark echoes this same advice. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. And we who follow Jesus as Lord must also become aware that God acts all around us and in his own way, and we are still called to be faithful. The book of Numbers shows the followers of Moses, in reality the followers of God, becoming irritated because others who were not chosen as prophets began to prophesy. Moses immediately realizes that this is from God, the gift that these two have received, but his followers are not so quick to catch on. The same is true in our church. We often have ways of thinking that exclude God from acting in certain ways, and we must always struggle against that. Jesus comes to save the whole world. So the question that is often asked, well, then why do we have a church, the Catholic Church? The answer is, God can act in many ways, but he has promised to give us, those of the Catholic Church, the fullness of the gospel in his church. In many churches, we can find some truth. In the Catholic Church, we find the fullness of truth. The second reading today is from the letter of St. James. The teaching is that we are invited to follow God in all things and not strive to amass wealth or fame or the other things that are part of this life that we are told will make us so happy. I got to tell you, you want me to be happy? Does any one person here want me to be happy? Well, apparently somebody needs to step forward and buy me a new 2019 Ford F-150 pickup truck. Because I keep watching these commercials over and over again, and folks, I'm just not going to be happy till I have one. Nothing will count in the end. The end. Nothing will count in the end except faithfulness to the Lord God. Yet in so many ways we all try to find a way to justify ourselves. We always want something better. We always want to look good in comparison with others. We always want to be able to not only have enough, but have more than enough. None of that will bring us into the presence of Almighty God. The prophets in all of Scripture keep telling us, take up your cross and follow me. Moses would respond to this reading again, "How I wish that all would follow the Lord. How I wish that they were all disciples." The Gospel of Mark today gives us two clear teachings. The first is the same as in the book of Numbers. Never try to stop the works of God that happen around you simply because they don't fit the way you think that they should happen in the eyes of God. The second teaching, is equally as true and equally as clear. Whatever we do to help others is from God, and whatever we do to cause others to sin will be brought before us at the time of our final judgment. Many today no longer want to think of, the final judgment, that which follows the end I was talking about a minute ago. And many prefer to think that there is no hell. And if there is, surely God wouldn't put anyone there. Well, God doesn't put anyone there. You have to choose to get in. Yet the teachings of our church and of Jesus himself are clear. They speak of judgment and they speak of hell. Jesus spoke of both heaven and hell. Jesus really wants and calls us to want all people to follow him, and for all people to seek good and to struggle against sin and evil. This struggle takes place, however, in the midst of our God-given human freedom. And in our God-given human freedom, we can choose against God. So today, let us pray that all might be prophets, and that all might struggle against sin, and most especially to harming anyone, God's little ones, God's young ones, God's new ones in the faith. Let us give thanks for all who do good, and let us pray that we may be seen as those who do good as well.